وإذا جاءهم أمر من الأمن أو الخوف أذاعوا به.
When an affair of safety or fear came to them, they spread it publicly.
ولو ردوه إلى الرسول وإلى أولي الأمر منهم لعلمه الذين يستنبطونه منهم.
Yet had they only referred it back to the messenger and to those in authority among them, those of them capable of deliberating it, i.e. extracting the appropriate ruling, would have known it.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا.
And had it not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, you would have all followed the shaytan, except for a few. Bismillah. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. What you are about to hear are some monumental words of specific guidance for how precautions of safety, which Allah has ordered, are to be implemented specifically in these days, during this global pandemic, which the Muslim leaders, scholars, and appointed health experts all affirm as a real and very dangerous contagion by the permission of Allah. The following specific directives come from a world-renowned, highly qualified senior scholar of Islam, the likes of whom we return to in the most serious and impacting of matters. The following is the advice of the virtuous scholar Al-Allama Salih bin Fawzan Al-Fawzan, member of the Council of Senior Scholars and the Permanent Committee for Fatwa and Research in Saudi Arabia. May Allah preserve him and reward him greatly for his tremendous advice. Taking steps to protect oneself is an objective. Especially their gatherings
للعيدين
during the two Eids
وللصلوات الخمس
during the five prayers
وللجمعة
and جمعة the Friday prayer
عليهم أن يتباعدوا في هذه الأيام.
They must keep a distance from each other during these days
خشية العدوى
to protect themselves from the spread of the contagion
ويكون بين الاثنين فرجة.
So there is to be between each two people a forja, a gap.
وَأَمَّا فِي غَيْرِ هَذِهِ الْمُنَاسَبَةِ
Aside from this circumstance,
فَإِنَّ الْمَشْرُوعِ تَزَاحُمُ الْمُصَلِّينَ
Then what is legislated is that the people who are praying come close together.
وَأَلَّا يَجْعَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ فُرَجًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ
And that they not leave gaps between them for the shaytan. The devil.
كما قال الرسول,
As the messenger said,
صلى الله عليه وسلم,
May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace.
تتلاحم الصفوف وتتقاربون.
The rows should be close together and you should come close to one another.
يتقاربون.
They are to come close together.
ولا يختلفوا.
And he said, Do not let them differ.
لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تختلفوا
Due to his statement, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. Do not differ.
فتختلف قلوبكم
Lest your hearts differ.
فعلى المسلمين أن يتنبهوا لهذا
So upon the Muslims must pay attention to this matter.
وأن هذا الافتراق إنما هو مؤقت
This separation, this distancing is only temporary, مؤقت, for a time.
ثم يعودون لما شرعه الله سبحانه وتعالى في الصفوف.
After which they will return back to what Allah the Exalted and Most High has legislated about the rows.
ويعتبروا كل أوقاتهم
And they are to consider all times and occasions
كل وقت لا تعصي الله فيه
Every moment that you do not disobey Allah at that time
فهو عيد كما جاء في الأثر
Then that is actually an Eid, a time of celebration, as comes in the athar, meaning the narration from some of the salaf. And also what is upon the Muslims. What they must do is
الاستمرار على طاعة الله.
To remain steadfast upon their obedience to Allah.
فإن الطاعة.
And that's because ta'a, obedience,
تحتاج إلى مداومة.
Requires mudawama, consistent efforts, consistency.
ولا يأخذهم الملل.
And they must not be overtaken by boredom
والكسل
or laziness
عن المداومة على طاعة الله,
which obstructs them from their ongoing obedience, their consistency in their obedience.
وعلى تقارب فيما بينهم,
and in their acts of coming together with each other,
تبادل الزيارات,
in exchanging visits with one another,
والاجتماع الذي يثمر خيرا,
and in coming together for gatherings which are beneficial
لهم ولدينهم,
for them and their religiosity,
مع الأخذ بالأسباب الوقائية,
while they hold to taking the steps to ensure safety, precautionary protocols of safety.
في هذه الأيام,
in these days,
في هذه الأيام خاصة,
in these days especially,
إذا أرشد المسؤولون عن الصحة,
when المسؤولون, those responsible and appointed for matters of health, when they advise,
أرشدوا إلى التباعد,
when they have advised people to maintain distance between themselves,
فهذا من باب الأخذ بالأسباب الواقية,
then this is from the generality of following safety precautions, acting in accordance to protocols of safety.
فعليهم أن يتباعدوا فيما بينهم,
فعليهم, so upon them, they must keep a distance from each other.
حتى يزول هذا السبب,
until the reason for those protocols no longer remains.
فيعودون إلى تقاربهم,
then they go back to coming close together,
وتلاحمهم,
physically being tight and close with each other.
لأن هذا مما شرعه الله سبحانه وتعالى لهم.
As this is something which Allah has legislated for them.
هذان واجبان.
These two matters are obligatory. واجبان. Both of them are obligatory.
أداؤهم للعبادة.
Their offering of worship.
مع الأخذ بأسباب الوقاية.
Along with their following of protocols of safety.
هذا مما أمر الله جل وعلا به في قوله تعالى وخذوا حذركم.
These are among the things that Allah has ordered to be done, as found in His statement, the Most High, take precautions.
يعني من كل ما يضركم.
This means from everything that harms you.
احذروه وابتعدوا عنه.
Be warned of it and stay away from it.
ومن ذلك التقارب.
From that, from the generality of that, is التقارب, being قريب to each other, being physically close to each other.
في هذه الأيام.
During these days.
فيما بين المسلمين.
Between the Muslims, meaning physical closeness between the Muslims.
فإن المشروع التباعد.
As what is legislated, مشروع, is distancing
صحيا,
for health concerns.
وهذا من ما أوجبه الله,
and this is from what has been made obligatory by Allah
عز وجل,
the mighty and majestic.
الأخذ بالأسباب,
taking the means, the necessary steps.
والأخذ بالوقاية,
taking steps for safety, taking precautionary protocols for safety.
والأخذ بنصيحة الأطباء,
and taking the advice of doctors.
كل هذا مما أوجبه الله سبحانه وتعالى على المسلمين.
All of these matters are from what Allah, the Exalted and Most High, has made obligatory on the Muslims.
لأجل توفر الصحة,
in order for good health to be available, to be maintained.
لهم ولإخوانهم
for them and their brothers
ولأجل الأخذ بالأسباب النافعة
and in order to take steps which are beneficial
وكما يقولون
and as they say
الوقاية خير من العلاج
literally prevention is better than treatment and we have a statement in English prevention is the best medicine which is similar to the intention of the sheikh here
نعم نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى
okay so we ask Allah the exalted and most high
أن يرفع ما أنزل من هذا الوباء
that he remove what he has sent down of this disease
الذي لا يقدر على رفعه
that which no one has the ability to remove
إلا هو سبحانه وتعالى
other than him the exalted and most high
وإن يمسسك الله بضر
and if Allah were to cause some harm to reach you
فلا كاشف له
then there is no one to remove it
إلا هو
other than him
وإن يردك بخير
and if he wanted some good to reach you
فهو على كل شيء قدير
then he is over all things fully capable and all powerful
فالواجب على المسلمين
so what is wajib obligatory upon the Muslims
في اجتماعاتهم
during their gatherings
التباعد فيما بينهم
is a tabaud maintaining distance between themselves social distancing
هذا لا يضر بالمحبة بينهم
this will not harm the love that is between them
وإنما يزيد المحبة بينهم
instead it will actually increase the love that is between them
وهو من صالحهم
and it is something advantageous for them
وهو من الأخذ بالأسباب النافعة
and it is also from the generality of taking beneficial steps of precaution
وهو من الأخذ بالتوصيات
it is also an act of taking advice
من الأطباء المختصين
from specialist doctors
وكل هذه أمور
so all of these things
يشرع الأخذ بها
are legislated to be taken
وتقيد بها
and holding to these things
وتمشي عليها
and implementing or proceeding forth with them
فإنها من صالح الجميع
that is in the best interests of everyone
نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى
we ask Allah the exalted and most high
أن يمن على جميع المسلمين
to bestow his favor upon all of the Muslims
بالعفو والعافية
by pardoning them and granting them well-being
والسلامة من كل داء ومكروه
and safety from every disease and every detested thing
سواء الحجاج منهم
be they pilgrims on Hajj
وغير الحجاج
or other than the pilgrims or anyone else
في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها
in all places of the east and the west of the earth
أن يمن الله عليهم
that Allah bestow upon all of them
بالشفاء والعافية
healing and well-being
وأن ينفعهم بالأسباب النافعة
and that he benefits them through their taking of the beneficial steps of precaution
وأن يبعد عنا وعنهم
and that he repel from us and all of them
كل سوء ومكروه
every evil and detested matter
فإن الله جل وعلا قريب مجيب
for verily Allah the Majestic and Most High is close one who responds
وهو الذي يكشف الضر
and it is he alone who removes hardship
ويجيب دعاء المضطر
and responds to the supplication of the one in dire need
كما قال سبحانه وتعالى
as he the Exalted and Most High has said
أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه
Or who is the one who responds to the distressed one in dire need when he supplicates?
ويكشف السوء
and removes the evil matter.
ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض
and he who makes you successors on earth.
أإله مع الله
Is there an إله, an object of worship in right, along with Allah?
تعالى الله عما يشركون
Lofty is Allah above all that they ascribe to him of polytheistic notions. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless and reward our beloved Shaykh Al-Alama Salih ibn Fawzan Al-Fawzan, and we ask Allah the Blessed and Most High to raise the rank of and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad and all of his family and companions.